الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat, in the phrase kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have been made farad upon you. Ulama have written that rozas have been made farad on every part of the body. Yesterday, for the past 2 days, we discussed about the tongue. That the roza has been made for us on the tongue also, that is what we speak, etc. A person must be very, very careful, and the treatment that we should take is try and speak as little as possible, what is only the absolute necessity. Who of us tried that in this 1-2 days, to speak as little as possible? Very few, and that also with only half hands. Only Ibrahim and Ifran's hands are full up. Others are only half. That means they also doubting stuff. We should try consciously. That is Islah. If we don't apply it, and you don't apply it now, then when are we? Then it won't come. When we immediately now apply, try and speak, and think that at least one time that I didn't speak. I wanted to speak, and I didn't speak. I controlled myself. If we will do this, inshaAllah, in Ramzan, whole Ramzan, that we control our tongue, out of Ramzan, Allah will give us the proper control of the tongue. And a person who has been blessed with the control of the tongue has been also blessed with a very great ni'mat. The other thing of which Allah Ta'ala also has made rozas faraz upon is the eyes. The eyes are a major thing. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and say to the believing man, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they must cast their gazes low. Some of the gazes, not all also, مِنْ تَبِعِذِيَا, some of the gazes. وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ جِي, and that will lead to the protection of the private part. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, and that is تَزْكِيَةٌ. But Allah didn't say ذَلِكَ تَزْكِيَةٌ لَهُمْ, that is تَزْكِيَةٌ. اسمِ تَفْزِيل أَزْكَى, the most تَزْكِيَةٌ. In this ayat it is mentioned, if a person reads it carefully, the most تَزْكِيَةٌ, purity, islah of a person is in the protection of the eyes. Which means that all تَزْكِيَةٌ will take place if a protection, if a person looks after his eyes. وَأَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that they yasna'un, not ya'malun. That could be also, that what they are doing, Allah has got knowledge of it. But Allah said yasna'un. Yasna'u sana'a. In Arabic, for a factory you call a sun'at, a factory. So that is a factory. The eyes are a factory of whole lot of things that come after that. It is what you look, then you think of building a contact, then you think of speaking, then you're thinking of making a close relationship, then you think of the worst guna, the actual zina. So this whole factory takes place. From the eyes, Allah used the word, bima yasna'un, that whole factory Allah is fully aware. So first in this ayat, there are quite a few things for us to take note of and to take lesson from, that Allah Ta'ala didn't give this command directly to himself, by himself. Mostly the Quran, Allah said, Aqeemu Salah, perform Salah. Allah Ta'ala said, even Saum, Allah did not say, I made it for us. Rozas have been made for us upon you. Wa'atu Zakah, give Zakat, that make Hajj, Umrah also make. All the other commands, Zikr, Allah gave the command of Zikr. But for the guna of the eyes, to protect the eyes, Allah did not say it himself. Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you order and say to the believers. The reason for this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, right? That Allah Ta'ala is that being, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah is not, Allah does not shy away from the truth. The truth, Allah says it as it is to be said, and to whom it has to be said, Allah does not shy away. But this guna was like such a shameful thing. Like for example, a father, he knows his son is involved in bad things, but he also feels shy to tell the son. So he tells the friends of the son, that you tell my son, you explain to him. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you explain this people, I hate this that they look at somebody else. And there are two aspects. One is the lustful aspect, and the other is the aspect of love. If you love somebody, like for example, the most proficient, the most knowledgeable of a man's eyes is his wife. She knows that how he's using his wife. Though she doesn't look at his eyes, even while he's driving. Once we were in the Strand, it was HTMR in Cape Town, summer, December, hot season, and some people went for a drive to the Strand, beach area, and it's December, what kind of woman, how they dressing. So the woman, immediately the wife told the husband that, you keep your eyes on the road. You keep it this side, that side by the beach, and you see around everywhere. So the wife is fully aware that how, where the husband is looking. So also, with regard, we are on that subject, to keep the eyes on the road. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali Mana Imamul Hasan Sahab was once going to Heathrow Airport. And the driver of the car, he had a habit of looking around when driving. Some drivers got this habit. Funny habits drivers also have got. Some of them, when they want to turn to the right, they also turn like this. You don't have to turn. You just turn the steering to the left, they also turn. And if they want to go fast in front, they took a chance in overtaking, and the gap is narrow, they also go front. And if they gave a sharp break, they go to their back. So all that is not necessary. You have to do what you have to do. And when this, when these habits, they transfer over. For example, when you are making salam in namaz, you turn your chest also. You know, a little bit even. You shouldn't do it at all. When you are giving adhan, hayya ala salah, your head must turn. Not your chest. Your chest must remain towards qibla. The same with hayya ala al-falah. The salam also. And some of us, you have to turn your head like this. Some of us throw our head like this. And then we don't turn it properly. And while we are on that, the best exercise for the heart is the turning of the head like this. And you turn it fully, that your eyes fall on the shoulders where the kiram and katibin are, and you make the niyat of the kiram and katibin. That is the best exercise for the heart. And we have been prescribed with how many salams from Fajr till the night. But we don't make it properly. Many of us, we listen, and we enjoy, and we nod our heads also from the sky to the earth. But we don't correct our amal. That amal remains the same. So we should see consciously, when we make salam, turn your head. Not throw it like this. And some people, just a little bit, like a proud person, like with arrogance, just, you're just looking this side. Like you don't want to look at somebody, just little bit you look. You don't want to look at the farishtas. You have pride of them, also. So it's very necessary we correct these things. So anyway, this person had this habit of looking around when driving. So Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, asked him to pull off on the side. He pulled off, then Hazrat Ji told him, now as much as you want to look around, but when you drive again, keep your eyes on the road. It's so important to keep the eyes on the road. For example, how many accidents take place while you're on the phone? You just look and suddenly, without you expecting, the car in front, you had a safe distance also. But he had to brake suddenly. And the next worst thing you know, that you are in him or almost into him already. And you also have to give very sharp brakes to say, but had you kept your eyes on the road, you would have made out immediately, he's slowing down. His stop lights would have gone on, you would have noticed. Once we were going in the, traveling in the Eastern Transvaal, the beginning days of the Darul Uloom, when we were doing extensively connections for the Darul Uloom, we were a few young friends, alims, and one senior person, very pious person, who hosted us and was taking us around. And the beautiful scenery of the Eastern Transvaal. So the driver was also enjoying the scenery, looking around. So that person told him, Mali Sahab, Tamu Nazar Rastan Oparagjo. You keep your eyes on the road only. You don't look at the beautiful scenery. Otherwise, we all of us will be down in the valleys there. Eh? So you have to keep your eyes on the road. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you say, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believing man, يَغُضُّ. And here also Allah has been, and this is Kalamullah, understand Quran and appreciate it. Allah Ta'ala told, cast your gazes low, يَغُضُّ. Allah didn't say, close your eyes. If we have to close our eyes, if that was the command, and you see a beautiful woman coming, or any woman, and you close your eyes. Now you're not looking at her. And in front there is a brick or something, and you trip over the brick, and she trips and she falls on top of you. Or you fall on top of her. That's even worse. Allah just said, cast your gazes low. That's all. There was a very great alim in Zimbabwe, Maulana Bahadur Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, who has passed away at the age of over 90, and he was so healthy right till the end. Anyway, one day he told me that, Mali Sahab, these people who manufacture cars, they learn from the Quran Sharif how to make cars. So I said, Maulana, where is that in the Quran Sharif, how to make cars? So he says, didn't you read the ayat, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, you must cast your gaze is low. So he explained, like if you're driving at night and you got your headlights on, and another car comes from the front, also headlights on. So all you have to do, dip your lights. Or you just dim, or you lower your lights, dip them. So then you'll pass by one another safely. So they learned this from the Quran, that how to make the cars, how to dip the lights. So if you don't dip your lights, and your eyes are, for you got bright lights on, and that car also, you're looking at one another. Yeah, on the road, if there is an accident, 5-10 people can die and go to the graveyard. But yeah, families can get destroyed. Your dunya and your akhirat can get destroyed. But just by dipping your lights, you'll go past one another safely. And then again, the dipper also, like the flicker, we just got it on the steering wheel mostly. Previously in the old cars, it used to be one by the pedals, a small little thing which you press. But now it's just a flicker. Allah did not keep even a flicker. And Allah did not keep a button by your knee. That when you see a woman, you have to bend down to your knee and press a button. Or by your ankle. And maybe in the process you fall down and she thinks you are gone head over heels for her. But in the meantime, you were going to press the button in order to dip your lights. Allah didn't do that. Just at the flick of a thought, you flick your lights. And that also Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the eyelids, so easily you just close them. You just see a woman, you close your eyelids. These eyelids Allah has made like shutters. In a place especially which is prone to riots, people cause riots there, they loot, etc., then people have got shutters for their windows. And when they apprehend there is going to be a riot, they cover the windows with the shutters so that they don't damage the windows, etc. So if you hear the rioters are coming and you have to go and put on your shutters, you are in two minds. I might go out and they might stone me and they might cause me harm. You are frightened to go out also. So when this danger, which is worse than rioters also, these people who are here, all this woman and all this temptation and their dressing, they are agents of shaitan to snatch away your iman. Not your shop they want to loot, or your house that they will get in, that you have to put shutters, but yeah, through the eyes, they are snatching away your iman. And your akhirat they are snatching away. So yeah, you have to put the shutters on. Allah did not make it a difficult job. Heavy shutters you have to pick up and you have to put. The eyelid is just there. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was at Karachi Airport. and a plane had come and all the passengers were moving, in which there are many women also, and some women, how they are dressed also. So Hadrat ordered that his wheelchair must be turned to face the wall. And then when he turned to face the wall, until that whole, all those people had passed, how much he took precaution that you could just lower your gaze, but you could just look up also. And you just look up at the wrong time. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when I travel by train and sometimes at a station, another train, if the two trains are together at the platform. And he says, I don't look at that train at all. It's possible it may be the ladies coach. There is in the ladies coach, there is one in India, Pakistan till today, you get one section for the ladies. It may be that coach where the ladies are sitting. It may be a lady is sitting there. How many conditions is building up to save his eyes? It may be a lady. She might be pretty. And if I look at her, maybe my heart just gets inclined to her. And my thoughts will go to her. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, how much of precaution. But he knows as a human, any person can slip. As when it's a slippery place, even sometimes elephants can slip there, who are so strong. They can also slip. So strong people who are very strong also, heavy weights, they also can slip at times. You don't know what may be the attraction in that woman, and maybe the eyes just meet also. And you may perhaps think of somehow building a connection with that person. So for how many reasons? Hadrat said, I don't look at all. So that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when you're driving, then the other car, watch the car. Don't watch the driver. Our common habit is we look at the driver. Whatever, shaitan will bluff us. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Old man, old lady, is it a young woman? Don't look at the driver. What you got to do with the driver? The car you must watch, that in case he's coming in your lane, or by mistake you going towards his lane, whatever, that you have to watch. Watch the car, don't watch the driver. So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told us that, say to the believing man, that we had finished off Mana Bahadur. Where were we? Anyway, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا, that don't close your eyes, just lower your gazes. And when they are lowered, you will be able still to see also, reasonably you'll know your direction also. You don't have to look around. You don't have to open your eyes wide. When especially, and this also, min. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. You don't have to look all the time down. When your parents are there, look at them with your eyes wide open, with muhabbat, with love, with respect. Every look at the parent is one maqbool hajj. You get the sawab of one hajj that is accepted. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, if I look 60 times at a day to my father, mother, with respect and love, he said 60 hajj sawab. So there, just imagine with the eyes where you can reach. Whenever you look at your father, you look at your parents, you look at them, and in this understand those whose parents are still living, what a great blessing. We don't appreciate this great blessing. While they are living, we think they are a burden to us. Eh? And here also is perhaps subject to correction, not the qaid, not the condition that they be believers, even if they are non-believers. Because we are commanded, but your non-believing parents also, you must keep a very good relationship. Serve them. You don't follow them if they tell you against Islam, anything. But other things, serve them. If they are old, they need in help. So they are your parents in any case. So any case, just looking, and yeah, the basis is not Iman. Yeah, the basis is being parenthood. So if you look at your parents, how that sawab you get. So you can see even for the non-believers, for the believers, your parents are believing people. And you look at them, how that sawab won't you get. So the eyes, where we should use it in the right way. So, and Allah Ta'ala did not also, it's very difficult for a person always to look down. Some people build a headache also. So Allah didn't say all the time keep your gazes low. Where there is a danger, there you must keep your gazes low. Yeah, some people, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali pointed out, make an error in this, that an-nazratul ula laka. والثانية عليك, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, your first glance it falls on a woman, you are forgiven. You saw by mistake. And the second one, you are taken to task. Some people then, they say, the first glance, we never end it, sir. We are just looking all the time, and the whole first glance is marked. This is also a case where, like the Salafis, there's literal meanings they take. That the first glance, and your first glance can be 1 hour also. And that is all marked. No, understand the reasoning behind it. That what is meant. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, this applies when you were looking around, when you did not apprehend there will be a woman around here. And then your eyes, a woman suddenly popped out there. Like here in the masjid, we don't expect any woman. You are allowed to look around and just say, if a woman does come in for whatever reason and you saw her, that is marked. But where you apprehend woman, like you are walking on the street, you're in the bus, you're in the train, you're going to the bank, post office, wherever at these places, you know they are going to be. There, the first glance is not made marked that you saw by accident. There you must keep your gazes low. And you don't look, you don't lift your gazes at all to see the person. You keep it low. Also, question commonly friends ask. For example, you go and bank your money, do your banking work. The teller is a lady, or anywhere else also. Now you don't look at her. They regard it as being, you're not courteous. You are not being, you haven't got good manners. You don't look at, and their good manners is, you must look at one another in the eye. Eye contact you must make. And especially students who are studying at schools, varsities, and who have become conscious of deen, and the lecturer is a lady. Or it's a girl and the lecturer is a man. And they want eye contact all the time. So there, Sharia takes precedence. And if you explain to them, many of these occasions happen to many people where you meet especially non-believers and they don't understand. And you're going for a meeting and the lady gives her hand for you to shake. And you don't shake the hand. And you explain her politely that we are not permitted to shake. And where you have the opportunity, then you explain. Once we were crossing the Swaziland border, and the gentleman was asking that why my wife was in niqab. So when we had a discussion, and then he understood. Swaziland is one country where AIDS also is amongst the highest in the world. So I explained to him on that point. So then he understood clearly. And he said, yes, now I understand. So this is an opportunity when your eyes also, when they ask you, why don't you look at us? Why don't you shake our hands? There is opportunity for you to give them da'wat and teach them the very sublime and noble teachings of Islam. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that guard your gazes and will keep them low. And this is at that time when there are women, other strange women around, at that time guard your gazes. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ. And this will lead to the protection of the private parts. And then you will, otherwise, when with your eyes, you will find, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. In the tafsir of it is written, that you will find movement in some parts of your body also. When you look with your eyes, some part of your body, you will find some movement coming. That is also yasnaun, that factory that is working. And then it is making a lot of plans. So we have been commanded in this ayat that we should keep our gazes low. And especially at the time when there are other women. Then this is one place in the Quran Sharif where a clear instruction has been given for the woman separately. Allah has explained that those who make ghibat, what is the ayah? Oh, in another ayah? La yaskhar qawmu min qawmin wala nisa'u min nisa'in. There also Allah has referred, but it's not a command. It is a command, but not in the words of a command directly. But this is the one place where aqimu salah, Allah gave the command for the whole ummah, men and women, old and young. Aatu zakah for everyone. Atimul hajj for everyone, Allah gave the command. But here Allah completely separately in a separate ayat. In the Quran Sharif, there isn't one dot that is superfluous. There isn't one zabar zair, diatrical mark, which is superfluous. But a whole separate ayat Allah had devoted for the woman. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. Allah gave them clear commands for the woman that they should be even more on the guard. That they shouldn't look also and they shouldn't present themselves to be looked at also. In a hadith of Mishkat Sharif, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah's curses, and the meaning of Allah's curses means, لَعَنَةُ of Allah, curses of Allah, means to be removed from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And a person is in existence solely by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. As we are sitting here, if not Allah's mercy upon us, the whole world, Muslims and non-Muslims, animals, everything, if Allah's mercy is not on there, you cannot exist. If it's through the mercy of Allah, your heart is functioning properly. Otherwise, you can get a heart attack any moment. While sitting here, anyone can get a heart attack. While we are sitting here, if Allah's mercy is removed from us, you can have your blood clotting. And then you can have a brain hemorrhage. You can suffer from a stroke. You can become paralyzed. If it's not Allah's mercy, then the traffic, so heavy traffic, a huge truck on this side of you, a huge bus on this side of you, another truck in front, and all of them are moving, all are eager to get to their places, and giving sharp breaks and making turns. All that you are safe is only the mercy of Allah. And that is for every road user, everyone in the world. How many aeroplanes are flying? It's only through the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, any time an aeroplane can fall from the sky. How many ships are traveling? And more we are hearing today, the more news is coming of ships also sinking. So all that ferries who are ferrying people, more and more, it's only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So a man is always in need of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ. Yeah, this لَعَنَةُ is Allah has taken that mercy away from you. When you are looking at a strange woman, and a strange woman is looking at you, or she has presented herself to be looked at and to be admired, then Allah's mercy has been taken away. Anything can happen at that time. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورُ إِلَيْهِ. And the one who looks, then the one who is looked at, both of them, Allah's mercy is removed. And at that time, Allah's la'anat, Allah's curses are upon that person. It is actually the flames of the fire of Jahannam. You are wrapped in that flames of the fire of Jahannam. And a person who gets enjoyment while being wrapped in fire, that is not a mad person, is not an idiot, a stupid person. It is a person without iman. Because it comes clearly in the hadith, when you commit zina and there is zina of the eyes, then iman gets lifted out of you. And that also Allah has put it so that it is on top of you and casting a protection over you. But it's gone out of you. Only a person without iman can get enjoyment in fire. And actually, this fire, this woman, who are you not supposed to look at? You look at them, is they the fire of Jahannam. Which Maulana Asadullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, of Saharanpur, had given a beautiful Ishq-e Buta mein e Asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. Ishq-e Buta, in the love of these idols, this love of these painted dollies, the woman of the street, porn, all that filthy, how they are dressed, etc. All that, in that you are contemplating, you are thinking of getting enjoyment. Ishq-e Buta mein, eh Asad, karte ho tum fikre rahat. You want enjoyment in sin. You want enjoyment in looking at other women. Your halal wife, you don't take get enjoyment in looking at her. But looking at other women, you're getting enjoyment. Dozakh mein dhoondte ho, your jannat ki khab gaah hai. Are you looking for the enjoyments of jannat in Jahannam? Jahannam is a place, لا يأتيه الموت من كل مكان. Mort will be coming on him from all sides. What enjoyment in Jahannam, in the fire of hell. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. The state of life is there, you're not dead and you're not alive also. What kind of a life? Are you looking for enjoyment in Jahannam? Jahannam is a place of punishment. So looking at this other strange woman, Is azab of Allah Ta'ala. How can you find pleasure in azab? How can you find pleasure in the lanat of Allah Ta'ala? In another beautiful poem, Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that, Na dekho in surkh rukho ko zin nahar. Never ever look at this red, this woman with the red cheeks and red lips, all their lipstick, all their cosmetics, their blush which they use, all their makeup that they use. Never look at them at all. Na dekho in surkh rukho ko zin nahar. Never ever look at them. Parho rabbana qina adab an nar. When you see them, your eyes fell, you read immediately, oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. This is not enjoyment, this is not Jannat, this is not pleasure, this is fire of Jahannam. And this poem, in every aspect, is such a beautiful poem. From a literature point of view, the red flames, Hazrat Maulana compared them to the red cheeks and the red lips, he compared them to the red flames of the fire of Jahannam. So it's not red cheeks you are looking at, lips you are looking at red cheeks, you are looking at the fire of Jahannam. And if you want enjoyment, this is just like in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those who devour and eat up the estate, the air, the food, the money of the heirs, orphans, those yatims, those who eat it up, they will make trustees. And they eat up, they don't give the orphans, they are still small. The father passed away and they devour the whole estate, they eat it up. They are not eating that, and it's not money that you eat, but the money you, that biryani that you buy, and that plow that you are having, and that roast that you are having, it's not biryani and it's not roast that you are having, it is the fire of Jahannam you are putting in you. So just like that, that woman you are seeing, it's not that woman, is the fire of Jahannam. So the eyes to look after it is very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala gave a separate instruction here, the whole command, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that believing woman also inform them, O Nabi, inform them and tell them also that they must safeguard their eyes. And today this guna, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he has said that his main effort was in his life that people safeguard their eyes. And he said that the proportion of the pandemic has reached to these proportions that the people don't even regard it as a guna. Think of ourselves, we have to go on the road, we have to walk in town. Who of us after that make tawbah? That, Ya Allah, by mistake what I saw. And though you did not take enjoyment of seeing, but most of us, we take the enjoyment and we enjoy to look at. And we build, with the bank teller, we build up a little conversation that 1-2 minutes also. We have to make a joke also. And then only are we polite and are we courteous. Until we don't make a joke, until we don't ask about the weather, we don't ask anything else, like we haven't done anything. And that is all totally haram. In the aeroplane, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person unnecessarily every now and then calling the hostess. And some people, Hazrat used to say, intentionally ask for an aisle seat. And then they keep their arm little bit out of the seat. So whenever the air hostess passes, you brush along with her thigh. You rub your hands along her thigh, etc. So all this year, whatever it is, Allah is fully aware of all that. So there is a very, very serious guna. And a person who makes this effort, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah, the world ulama and the world sufia acknowledge Hazrat as Arif Billah, one of his main titles. And the amount of knowledge, the amount of how Hazrat knew the kitab, Allama Alusi's tafsir of the Quran Sharif. What tafsir? Ruh al-Ma'ani and Allama Mulla Ali Qari, his Mirqat Sharif. Ulama and of the oppression, Hazrat knows it off by heart. And Hazrat's bayans, etc., Hazrat say, all this, whatever I got, and whether it's Bangladesh, whether it was other countries, all the senior ulama were bayat to Hazrat. Hazrat said, all this Allah blessed me because of my eyes. I looked after my eyes. And Hazrat was very, very particular about this. So, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala says the most tazkiyah is in this year, in the looking after the eyes. As I explained in the Jummah Bayans, those few things if we do, Allah Ta'ala will see to the rest. This looking after the eyes is azka, is the most tazkiyah, the most islah is in looking after the eyes. And why won't it be that Allah has made it such that the desire to look is very, very great. And when you Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat's subject and Hazrat told that why is the reward so great of controlling your eyes, which is in outwardly, it's a small amal. Namaz you prepared, you made istinja properly, you made wuzu properly, you made namaz, but the eye was just a small amal. Also on that point, we discussed that the eyelid is so easy to close. So anyway, it looks a small amal, but yeah, it isn't the eye that has actually worked, it is the heart that has worked. The heart's desire is to see. The eye is only the instrument that is used to see. But actually, it is the heart. And the heart is the king of the body. Allah, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. So the heart made the effort. The heart really enjoys looking. And then after looking, then fantasizing. And making all plans and thinking of that woman, that you're in bed with her, that you are talking with her, and shaitan plays such, makes you such a stupid, that all, whatever questions you ask, you're getting all the answers as you want to. When you are fantasizing, you are talking to her, and she's also replying exactly, and how she's talking with you, all in your dream world. You're a dream stupid, and you are just dreaming all these things. So all that the heart desires and takes enjoyment. And I'll again digress here a little bit, that one of the reasons, one alim has written a very good article, why photography is haram. And he has explained that today this is in our age, this is perhaps the only age before it did not happen in history, that man gets his full sexual enjoyment from a photo, from a picture, from porn, from fantasizing. Your full enjoyment you get is with a woman, your wife, your legal halal wife. There you get your full. But today people, from a picture they have got this full, they get the full enjoyment. And very, very sadly, few of our friends are writing, they're married people, but be looking at porn, then they start masturbating. A married man, for what does he have to masturbate? He's a married man, he's got his wife, halal wife, why must he masturbate? So that from you get your full satisfaction from a photo, from a porn picture, like that he says, and from that point of view, the photos of our buzurgs and our elders is a greater harm of a naked woman. Because that guna takes you to the most to lustful sin. And lustful sins, they are terrible. But they are nothing compared to shirk. And photos of buzurgs, this will lead you to shirk. And the originality of photos, it led people to shirk, to idol worship. That they made idols. And these idols what the people made were not just any idol of pious people. That these people who were mustajabu da'wah, these people who were qa'imul layl, that they were so pious people. So they made a picture. The days of the past of Nuh alayhi salam and those days. But in our times, one person who was a Shia inclined, or he was a Shia, he had the picture of his buzurg also. And he wouldn't leave home until he had it in the inside of his cupboard. He will come and he will first sort of adore him, actually worship him. And he believes that now my day will go well, that I paid my homage to this picture. And this leads to idols in future. And then it leads to sajda to there. So that is even more dangerous. From where did I? So the heart is the main thing. That from where? That controls everything. So you deprive the heart of its pleasure. So therefore, the king gets the biggest wage. Compared to anyone else, the king is, when he works, he gets his wages. The laborer, he gets a very small wage. The accountant will also get a small share. Everyone, the manufacturer, the retailer, the wholesaler. But the king, he gets the biggest share. So yeah, your king has worked. When you control your eyes, the king has worked. And once the king has worked, and the king has made mujahada, and the king has been now corrected, the heart is corrected, every part of your body will, your thinking will be in the right direction. Your thoughts will be right, your heart will be, your desires will be right. You will become a living angel. Just when you will look after your eyes. So this is very, very important. And how should we control our eyes? What should we do in Ramzan? Yeah, no human here that you're going to look at today. However, very sadly, and the very great evil that has crept in with the cell phone, and when you use it for wrong purposes, it's not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. And how many places in one masjid in Lanesia, they had to ban all these curtains on the, for the Mu'takifin. Because inside there they are lying and they are looking at porn. The last 10 nights of Ramzan, the people who came for i'tikaf, who are supposed to be the cream of society, who are sacrificing and sitting for i'tikaf, and they are busy looking at porn. So today that there are no women around here, physical living women, but the shaitan has made the effort, he has put this right into the masjid, and right in Ramzan also. So anyway, or even worse than that, nobody needs internet also. You don't need to log on also. You don't need any SIM card also. The internet of the heart. You just start fantasizing. You open one file and what aren't you seeing and what aren't you doing? And whenever you want to, your money doesn't, your prepaid money, or your contract, whatever, it doesn't go over the limit, or it doesn't get finished. As much as you want to, you're just what your heart you are seeing. So what we should do is control all this. The phone also, it tries talking, use it only for what is absolutely essential. Don't use it at all for more than that. And if you can delete your internet facility, or you have a phone without internet, most of us don't need that. If a person is a businessman, somebody who needs it, then let him leave it also in his office and do business in your office. Don't do business 24 hours. Do business when you are in your office. Don't do business all the time. So just leave it. Don't bring it home also. At home it's your family's time, your wife's time, your children's time. Don't bring your internet to the house. And don't take your internet with you to the masjid. Today on the phone, just cut it off. And just do what we came here for, i'tikaf, we came here for our islah, engage ourselves in this. So that is one thing. The other thing is, while we are here, the postures in namaz, all the postures where our eyes are supposed to be, keep your eyes there. At one time there was a nikah taking place here in the masjid on a Yom al-Ahad Sunday morning, and they asked me to say a few words. And it just happened, came to me, that I explained that in namaz, when we are standing, it's a mustahab of namaz, not a faraz of namaz, not a wajib of namaz, not a sunnat muakkada, mustahab of namaz. That when you are standing, you keep your eyes at your sajda place, keep it focused there. When you go in ruku, on your feet. When you stand up again at your sajda place. When you go in sajda, you focus it on your nose. Yeah, many of us make the error, which is very common, we close our eyes in sajda. But in sajda, your eyes must be also open. Your whole namaz, the eyes must be open. And it's practical, we have Anwarus Salah Sabak every day. And at the end of Ramzan, we have practical namaz also. Practically, all make the namaz, and we are trying to see everyone, whether all the postures. Yeah, also it's very sad that how many people have written kitabs on namaz. But sell our own namaz. One particular thing I see is that a person will teach namaz, talk about namaz, but in sajda, the fingers are supposed to be completely closed like this. Fingers are open. And when one friend, I told him, A close friend who also has done lot of this, he cynically told me, do I keep my fingers open? And his fingers are open all the time in sajda. But we are not conscious of ourselves. We see the whole world's faults, we can't see our own faults. We don't notice and we haven't got the jazba to correct ourselves. Anyway, so in sajda our eyes, so practical namaz. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali should also teach his murids practical namaz. And everyone should try at least once in your lifetime learn namaz practically from somebody. We learn namaz from kitabs generally, all the detailed masail, the small juziyats also, but practical namaz. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Make your namaz as you saw me making my namaz. And there is a command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not only for the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but for the Muslims till the day of the Yama. And where are we going to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making namaz? It means those who learn namaz practically from the sahaba, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, those who learn from them and this chain. So try and have your chain that you have learned namaz practically from somebody. My chain, alhamdulillah, one is my ustad, Maulana Ahmad Behra sahab, was very particular. And he should make us asr time to go when we were in Maktab. We go to the masjid and every day one student must then make 4 rakats imamat, read loud. And he should check everyone whether they are standing right, their hands are right, their ruku is right, their sajda is right. In ruku, whether your back is straight, everything he should check. And he was quite a cheeky ustad also. And if nothing was right, he would just take you to reprimand you severely for that. Then my other, from whom I learned practical namaz, is our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Hadsab Rahmatullah Ali. Allah reward them tremendously. They went out of the way to teach us. Every year we have practical namaz also. So a person should try and learn it. So one person who would learn this practical namaz from Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Now was the time to go and rest in the afternoon. So he thought, and this is the correct attitude. He thought, not just rest, let me now try and make 2 rakats how Maulana taught us to make namaz. And in that he made his namaz, but then after that he rested, he took his paylula, and then he saw in his dream his hoor of Jannat, but she was blind. Then he came to Hazrat Maulana and he explained, this is what happened. Maulana immediately said, it looks like you made your namaz which you were practicing, you made it with your eyes closed. He said, yes, so I could concentrate better. So he said, concentration is one side, sunnat is a much more superior thing. That you follow sunnat because you kept your eyes closed, your hurul in of Jannat also came to you blind. So we should make our, and on this year, again I'll digress a little further. Maulana Ghulam Sahib Sahib, Dhamat Barakatum, explained to us, after he had completed in Jalalabad, he went back again for his tarbiyat by Hadrat. Hadrat saw his attitude of after a few days, and Hadrat with his loving way, and that hardness in that soft kindness of Hadrat. Hadrat asked him, for what have you come? He said, my Islah. He said, you're going to make your Islah like this. Your Islah can't take place like this. He says, you, when you come to the majlis, come and think for why I'm going to the doctor. When we go to a doctor, why are you going? Because you got a cold, your stomach is running, you got this problem. You don't just go to doctor for a social visit. Unless you're a friend of the doctor, you go and visit him. But then you're not going for treatment, you're just going for a social visit. You go to doctor because you got a problem. So whenever you come to majlis, think, I'm going to take treatment for this disease of mine. Who of us now for this majlis came and we made intention that I got anger in me, I got pride in me, I got this in me, that's why I'm going to the majlis. Anyone of us thought any particular thing? What did you think, Ismail? You thought of it before you came. That's why you're coming to the majlis.
So I threw myself.
Yeah, you threw yourself. That's when you came. But now for this majlis. No. Wali Abdurrahman, for this majlis.
Right.
Anyway, so we have to make that niyat that we're coming to the majlis. We are in consultation at the moment. And you went in consultation without a purpose. You just went for blood check. What blood test? What's your paper? No, I'm blank, nothing. You just came for blood test, but no blood test. Or I came for this test, for that test, but no test whatsoever. For what we came? So he said, Hazratji told him, make your knee at every majlis that I got this problem, and I'm going for that treatment. Then that bayan, even if that problem was not touched also, and alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, Allah makes it such, by the ahlullah, you go with whatever your problem is, but in that bayan, you get your solution. And how many of our friends repeatedly, they say that it looks like that bayan was just for me. What problem I had, though my problems were addressed. So if you come with that intention, it will happen. Then Hazratji further told him that when you go to your room, don't just go and sleep. Lock the door. No, so that nobody comes by you. Don't get into other conversation. Then don't sleep. Think, what was the whole bayan? Point by point. And if we didn't note, we won't remember. Note down everything. Revise it again. And then make a firm intention. Not that I'm going to change, that I've changed already. If you do this, then in a few majalis, see what difference will come to a person. But we just come empty, open-minded, no, nothing in our head. We just come open-minded, and we just go also, we leave. Like one person, he should go to his sheikh's majlis, and we should spread out a scarf. That's what we wear on our head, a scarf. He should spread it out. And then he should enjoy the majlis, and he say, wah, Hadrat, kya baat farmai? Ya, bilkul sach, mashallah, mashallah. Kya ajeeb baat aapne farmai? All the time he should give dad also. At the end of the majlis, he should shake his rumal, his scarf out. And he should take it and go away. After a few times, the sheikh asked him, what is this what you do? You enjoy my majlis so much, you give all dad, and you, that it's correct, everything. And then you shake your scarf and you go, and say, Hazrat, whatever you say is 100% correct. I agree with it. It agrees with me. But it's only here for the masjid. It doesn't apply to the house. House there, the hukumat is the wife's hukumat. It's her government there, and that's a different world. In the business, there it's a different world. These things don't apply there. So if that is our attitude, that these things, they alright, to talk about is alright. And to in the masjid, it's alright. Our example is like that person who was going for a drive, and with his family, a joy drive with his family. At the first traffic light, there was somebody begging, so he asked for a lift. He said, I'm sorry, I'm here with my family, my wife, my children at the back. I got no place for you. He said that, okay, if you got no place for me, but I'm Mr. Dollar. He said, oh, Mr. Dollar, very VIP, dunya, to get involved in dunya, opportunities of dunya, business, Mr. Dollar. So he told his wife, go and sit back seat. And he told Mr. Dollar, you VIP, you sit here next to me. They went on, they came to the next traffic light. Again, somebody begging, he say, impossible, I can't give you a lift. For I got Mr. Dollar with me, VIP, and for his sake, I had to put my wife in the back seat. He say, okay, if you haven't got place for me, but I'm Mr. Pound, double of dollar, almost. Oh, you are VVIP. So he told his wife to go right at the back in the boot. And he told Mr. Dollar, you go back seat. And Mr. Pound, you sit here, more involved in dunya. More busy with this. No time for deen. No time for masjid. No time for anything. Busy with dunya. He went to the next stop street, traffic light. Again, somebody's asking for a lift. Impossible. I got Mr. VVIP, Mr. Pound with me. And because of him, I had to put my wife right in the boot. I got no time, it's impossible, no place for you. You see, if you got no place for me, no problem. But I'm Mr. Islam. I will help you wherever you are. In dunya, qabr, maut, akhirat, I will help. You say, Mr. Islam, I love you very much. But you stay in the masjid. You don't come in my life. You don't come in my house and tell me TV is haram. And you don't tell me that I mustn't look at porn. You don't tell me how to run my business. You don't tell me I must only keep male staff. You don't come in my business and you don't interfere. You stay in the masjid. I love you. I will bring food for you. Jamaat came, I will bring food for you. People are sitting for itikaf, I will donate. I will sponsor the meals. I will see to this. Everything. I love you very much, but you don't interfere in my life. That is the point that I wanted to make, that we love Islam, but Islam, we leave it in the masjid. Then when we go to the dunya, we just shake out our rumal mentally, psychologically, that these things, they are good for the masjid, they are good for Ramzan. Go Umrah, extra special, you become pious there. Ramzan, you become extra pious. Ramzan is finished and you start with your own life again. Anyway, then he went to the next traffic light. There also somebody was asking for love. He told him, impossible, I must the Islam who I love the most in my life. But that love which you don't have to do anything. Al-muhib limay yuhib muti'. A person who he loves, he is obedient and follows his beloved. But here, this love is just lip service. We don't follow. We don't do. We don't change our life. Or we think we are changing, but we don't change. So anyway, he asked that person told, he said, I got no place for you. And then that person said, you got no place for me? No problem. I'm Mr. Malakul Maut. And I've come to fetch you. To say, you got no place for me? I got place for you. You. And then his wife also shouted right from the booth, yes, take him quickly. Yes, for Mr. Dollar and Mr. Pound, dunya and more expansion in dunya, more involvement, more investment, more business opportunities, all that he was involved in, he got no time for me in his life. He got no time for his children, only dunya. He got no time for himself, so take him quickly. So this is our condition. That Islam, we claim we love it very much, but it doesn't become my house, lifestyle and my house style mustn't be according to Islam and according to Sunnah. No simplicity. All the fancy things I must have. And let Maulana speak till the cows go home, I won't bring one change in my house. I got my couches, they're going to remain there. I'll get more better gomas, and I'll get more better this, and I'll get more better that. My house is not going to change at all. My lifestyle is not going to change. Yeah, I'll put a superficial picture of Islam. That's all I will do. And I will supplement, my words will be very good. And I'll give heavy bayans also about the love of Islam and everything. But my life, that won't change at all. I won't bring a change in my life. That will just carry on. And how many of us are such? We clearly announce, no matter who tells me what, I'm not going to change. I've got my way. And how many of us in our homes, like Fir'aun, we say that in this house what I say goes. And even if the child wants or the wife wants to do something according to deen, no, you listen to me. I'm the boss here, like Fir'aun, and we want to rule according to, against Islam. So anyway, from there we were discussing this, that namaz that person was making, and you are in your sajda, then keep your eyes open and focus it on the nose. And this is also ajeeb and strange. The closest thing in front of your eyes is your nose. But who saw his nose till today? Not with the aid of a mirror, just like that. And your eyes. Many of us feel that today technology has gone where and where. And wherever I'm in the world, I got my whole house, I can see it on my phone. My business, I can watch it everywhere. Everything I can watch here. What transaction, what the teller is doing. The person, what he's doing. Everything I can watch it. But you can't see your own nose. You can see the whole world everywhere. You can't see your own nose. So no matter how much you focus, you can't. But you have to focus it. In sajda, focus it on the nose. And then when you are in a sitting position, in your left. And when you make salam, on your shoulders. Focus it there, on your shoulders. Not see the whole right side, that who is here for Fajr today and who didn't come. That's not your work. And that Malakul Maut is taking roll call. And those people who are regular there for Jamaat Namaz, one of the fazilats, at the time of Maut, Malakul Maut reminds that person to read Kalima-i Shahada. And after that takes his ruh out. A person who's regular, and Malakul Maut, every namaz, he keeps roll call. So anyway, and there's great wisdom for every posture, why we must keep our eyes on those places. Sometimes we will discuss that also. So anyway, this I told in that bayan. And I said, a person who does this in namaz, there is the training ground. 5 times a day, Allah calls you to train. And then you're not going to stay in the masjid all the time. You come to the masjid 15 minutes, 20 minutes. The rest of your time, 20 hours, is going to be out of the masjid. Here is only the training ground and the maintenance place to maintain your body. And you'll be used at home. You'll be used in the shop. You'll be used on the streets. You'll be used just like a car that goes for servicing. Maintenance services. He's not going to stay in the workshop all the time. And for servicing, the mechanic's car also has to come for servicing. And the owner of the garage, his car also has to come. Everyone needs servicing. But then the car doesn't stay there. The machine showed everything. 100% is correct. Everything is set right on the car. But it now is going to be used on the tar road. It's going to be used on the corrugated road. It's going to be used on the driveway. It's going to be used on the footpath. It's going to be used everywhere. So man also will be used everywhere. But if you are maintained, your servicing was done right, then your car will perform well also. So the eyes also, so if you watched, you did the servicing of the eyes, and the eyes also, if you didn't, if they are not serviced right, if they are malfunctioning or misfunctioning, then it is like you've got an auto electrical fault on your car. You're putting your indicators for the right side, and the left side, and the left side indicator goes on. How dangerous is it then? So if you want to look at your wife, but you are looking at your sister-in-law all the time, that means you got an auto-electrical fault. You want to look at your wife, but your eyes are going and they're falling on your sister-in-law. Or your wheel bearings are gone. Your wheel alignment is gone out. And the car is just pulling to one side. As much as you keep the steering this way, the car is pulling. Your tire is going to get worn out. Like that, if you spiritually, your wheel alignment is gone out, your wheel bearings are worn out, then you're going to sit on the road with your car. And your wheel alignment is gone out, your car, you will want to look at your wife, but you'll be looking at your neighbor's wife all the time. So anyway, this I discussed. One person after 2 months phoned me, and he told me, Maulana, a very good friend of mine, very much in tabligh also, a lot of khidmat of wuzurgs also. He said, I had this disease of looking at strange women. And I was worried. I'm guilty of it. And it's a big sin. And I realized it. For that, to save myself, I made second nikah also. But the same problem persisted, even after second marriage. Then he said that, after your bayan, 100% Allah gave me control over my eyes. So if I, now while we are here for itikaf, we are here for our islah, in our namaz, keep our eyes in the right place. And don't look at porn and all those things. Insha'Allahul Aziz, Allah will, and a person whose eyes are protected, Allahu Akbar, Allah will make one immediate cash benefit. His wife, Allah will show her to him as the Hurul Een of Jannah. Not Miss World. What is Miss World? Miss World is filled with dirt and filth. Hurul Een of Jannah Allah gave you. And you can be 80 years old and your wife is 70, but she's still a Hurul Een. And you will still enjoy. You are gone as cold as a deep freeze, but your wife will be still that Hurul Een. And what enjoyment you will get from your wife. This is from the eyes. So we should keep roza of the eyes also. A person who keeps that roza, azkar. Your complete, most itazkiya will be made through that. And also, a person who does this, his life of dunya will become life of jannat yet. So we are here not just to stay away from food, water, and our sexual desires, but keep roza of the eyes also. And a person who will do this, roza of the tongue, roza of the eyes also. A person who will do this and Allah gives him his shifa, his service is done properly, his car is maintained, the service is done properly, he's going to have a carefree drive on the road. No problems. Now, otherwise, if we don't service the car, you have to sit on the road one day. And you can then face many more problems with that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.